Understand and debate how Google I.O. 2026 reframed AI from a set of tools into a coordinated layer of agents, models, interfaces, and verification systems across Search, Gemini, Workspace, YouTube, Android, and wearable devices. Google I.O. 2026 was less a conventional product showcase than a statement about where large technology platforms believe the next interface will live. The announcements were scattered across models, search, workspace, YouTube, Android, developer tools, and eyewear, but the underlying idea was unusually coherent. Gemini is being positioned as the connective tissue between information, action, creation, and verification. For a C2 reader, the interesting question is not simply what Google released, it is what these releases imply. Google is no longer presenting AI mainly as a chatbot beside existing products. It is presenting AI as a service layer that can reason over your context, generate media, monitor the world, write code, operate inside work tools, and eventually sit on your face as a camera-equipped, voice-first interface. That is technically impressive. It is also socially complicated. Warm-up. When does an AI assistant stop being a helpful tool and start becoming part of the operating system of daily life? Which is more valuable to a learner or worker, a model that gives better answers, or a system that can keep acting in the background? What kinds of tasks should never be delegated to an AI agent without explicit human confirmation? The technical center of I.O. 2026 was Gemini 3.5, with Gemini 3.5 Flash released first. Google described it as a model family built for frontier intelligence with action, not only answering questions, but executing longer, multi-step workflows. Flash was presented as fast enough for interactive products and capable enough for agentic coding, multimodal understanding, document analysis, and complex enterprise tasks. This matters because the competition in AI is shifting. In 2023 and 2024, the public comparison often sounded like a contest over who had the smartest chatbot. By 2026, the more serious comparison is about orchestration. Can the model plan, call tools, maintain state, recover from ambiguity, and still remain cheap enough to run inside mainstream products? Google repeatedly linked Gemini 3.5 Flash to Antigravity, its agent-first developer platform, where sub-agents, scheduled work, and managed environments can be coordinated under human supervision. Google Search received one of the most consequential changes. AI mode is moving onto Gemini 3.5 Flash, and the search box itself is being redesigned for longer, more multimodal requests. Instead of typing a few keywords, users will be able to bring text, images, files, videos, and even Chrome tabs into the query. Search then becomes less like a doorway to documents and more like a workspace that can interpret context, generate custom interfaces, and continue a conversation. The most revealing announcement was not only smarter answers, but persistent agents. Google described information agents that can monitor the web and send synthesized updates when conditions change. It also described agentic booking and shopping features that can compare availability, call businesses in selected categories, or help manage purchases. In other words, search is being asked to move from retrieval toward delegated attention. That transition is powerful but delicate. A search engine has traditionally mediated between the user and the open web. An agentic search layer may mediate even more, deciding what is relevant, when to notify you, which actions are safe to suggest, and how much context to preserve. For learners, this creates a useful language challenge. The future of search is no longer only about finding information, but about specifying constraints clearly enough for another system to act. The Gemini app announcements made the same shift more personal. Google reported major usage growth and introduced a redesign called Neural Expressive, but the deeper change was behavioral. Daily Brief is meant to summarize and prioritize a user's day from connected apps. Gemini Spark is meant to operate as a 24/7 personal agent, running in the cloud and continuing work even when a laptop or phone is closed. Spark illustrates the new bargain. It can be taught recurring tasks, synthesize information across emails and files, draft documents, and eventually connect through partner services. Google emphasized that it remains under user direction and should ask before high-stakes actions such as sending emails or spending money. That boundary is crucial. Without it, convenience can become accidental delegation. With it, the user still has to understand what the agent is preparing to do. For English learners, this is useful because the language of AI is becoming the language of permission, scope, and accountability. Phrases like under your direction, connected apps, recurring triggers, final confirmation, and high-stakes actions are no longer abstract technology vocabulary. They describe ordinary decisions about how much of your life a system is allowed to observe and influence. Google also pushed hard on generative media. Gemini Omni was introduced as a model that starts with video but is intended to move toward creating any output from any input. It appears across the Gemini app, Google Flow, and YouTube Shorts Remix, where users can transform or remix video with prompts and references. Workspace gained Google Pix, an image creation and editing tool with object-level control, text editing, translation, and future integration into Slides and Drive. These tools make media creation more fluid, but they also raise the cost of uncertainty. If almost anyone can create plausible video, images, or edited scenes, then the infrastructure for provenance becomes part of the product. Google therefore paired its creative announcements with transparency measures, SynthID watermarks, C2PA content credentials, verification in Gemini, Search, and Chrome, and an AI content detection API for enterprise use. The tension is visible. The same ecosystem is making synthetic media easier to produce and trying to make it easier to identify. That does not make the problem disappear. Watermarks can help, but users still need habits of verification, checking origin, asking whether a clip was altered, and distinguishing vivid media from reliable evidence. Android and device announcements showed how this agentic strategy could move into the physical world. Google previewed intelligent eyewear built on Android XR with Samsung, Qualcomm, Gentle Monster, and Warby Parker. Samsung and Qualcomm point to the hardware layer. Gentle Monster and Warby Parker point to ordinary consumer glasses rather than specialist headsets. The first audio glasses are expected before display glasses. Both versions point toward a future where Gemini can answer questions about what you see, navigate, translate speech and writing, manage messages, capture media, and coordinate app-based tasks without requiring the user to pull out a phone. The Android show also highlighted Gemini intelligence across phones, watches, laptops, cars, and a new Google Book category. The pattern is clear. Google wants Gemini to be present wherever attention shifts. The interface is no longer just a rectangle in your hand. It may become a voice in your ear, a status indicator on your phone, a browser agent in Search, a coding agent in anti-gravity, or a morning briefing inside Gemini. That ambition is the central lesson of I/O 2026. The individual announcements matter, but the system-level move matters more. Google is trying to turn AI into an ambient layer of interpretation and action. The user benefit is obvious: less friction, more continuity, and better access to complex tools. The unresolved question is just as obvious. When a platform sees more context and performs more tasks, how do we preserve agency, privacy, competition, and independent judgment? Question 1. Why is Gemini 3.5 Flash important beyond simple chatbot performance? Answer 1. It is important because Google is presenting it as a fast, capable engine for multi-step agentic workflows across products, developer tools, coding tasks, and enterprise processes. Discussion 1. If an AI model becomes very good at orchestration, what new risks appear compared with a model that only answers one question at a time? Question 2. How does the new search direction differ from traditional keyword search? Answer 2. It expands search into a multimodal, conversational, and agentic surface that can interpret richer inputs, monitor ongoing tasks, generate custom interfaces, and help users take action. Discussion 2. What should a user learn to express precisely before trusting an AI search agent with an ongoing task? Question 3. What makes Gemini Spark different from a normal assistant feature? Answer 3. Gemini Spark is designed as a cloud-based personal agent that can continue background work, handle recurring tasks, and integrate with connected apps, while still requiring user direction and confirmation for sensitive actions. Discussion 3. Would you rather have an agent that can do less but is easier to audit, or one that can do more but requires more trust? Question 4. Why did content verification become an important part of the I/O 2026 story? Answer 4. Because Google introduced more powerful generative media tools, it also needed provenance systems such as SynthID, C2PA content credentials, and verification features to help people understand how media was created or edited. Discussion 4. Is it enough for synthetic media to be labeled, or should some kinds of generated media be restricted before they spread? Question 5. What does intelligent eyewear reveal about Google's broader AI strategy? Answer 5. It shows that Google wants Gemini to move beyond screens and become an ambient interface that can interpret the physical world, help with tasks, translate, navigate, and coordinate apps in real time. Discussion 5. Would you accept camera-equipped AI glasses in public spaces if they offered excellent translation and navigation? Why or why not? Final speaking. Which part of Google's I/O 2026 strategy is most likely to improve daily life, and which part needs the strongest guardrails? Google I/O 2026 can be read as a product event, but it is better understood as a platform argument. Google is betting that the next useful AI experience will not be one isolated model. It will be a coordinated system, fast models, agent harnesses, connected personal context, multimodal search, creative tools, provenance systems, and devices that bring AI into ordinary movement. The test will not be whether the demos look impressive. The test will be whether these systems reliably make people more capable without quietly making them more dependent.